Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer to Move On from Yesterday, written by Meg Booker, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and, like a strong man, runs its course with joy. Psalm 19:4-5. Skip her, Mom, my oldest daughter suggested, annoyed at her little sister's jitters. She's not paying attention. Skip her. Monopoly is my favorite board game, and I've been eagerly waiting for my daughters to grow into their attention spans to play it. Their favorite part is enforcing all of the rules upon one another. The littlest hates to be timed, has trouble sitting still, and doesn't like competition unless she's winning. Okay, she shouted. I know it's my turn. I'm trying to get Daddy to give me Disney World. Today's verse is pulled from Psalm 19, which gives glory to God for the sun and the sky. The psalm begins, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge." Psalm 19:1-2. The sunrise and sunset alone illuminate this truth. Not one has ever looked identical to the other. Always something new to see, just as there is always something new to learn. The sun is the supreme metaphor of the glory of God, and it makes its daily triumphant sweep across the whole extent of the heavens and pours out its warmth on every creature. Our family game night can't handle a whole game of Monopoly, so we pack up our pieces and properties and write down what space we were on. Each time we open the game back up, we continue the same game, but add new moves and build onto our properties. New lessons lie in every turn we take if we are paying attention enough to know it's our turn to roll. When we're caught up in what happened in the last move, or concentrating too much on the next one, we run the risk of losing our turn. Just as the sky is new each day, so is our lesson. Make new moves, take turns, and learn from the parts that have transpired before. Life's days are a continuation of one journey, but when we linger too long in the disappointments of the day before, we prevent new lessons from growing in our hearts. Our strength comes from Jesus, and he wins. We can face any challenge. Let us pray. Father, praise you for the sky and sun, for both remind us of the new day's challenge and chance to chase you. Thank you for reminding us life is not always easy, but that we don't have to carry the hard into each new day. Forgive us for dwelling on the past and for holding onto grudges. Bless our hearts to be held back by nothing as we seek you each day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.